You're listening to SBS News.
The monkeypox virus, once rare in Western countries, is this year experiencing a surge, with outbreaks across North America, parts of Europe, and now Australia. Professor Bill Botell, one of Australia's foremost health policy strategists, says the re-emergence of the virus has happened by random chance.
Monkeypox has been around for a long time, so it's not as if the virus has just emerged from nowhere in the last couple of months. But for one reason or another, monkeypox first was reported in the United Kingdom in this present outbreak, and it spread around Europe, particularly at the beginning of the spring and summer season, the party season, if you like, in Europe. And of course, after 2 years of COVID, those events were very well attended. Now, it's just by random chance that it appeared where and when it did and has started to spread.
Monkeypox, which is related to the smallpox virus, produces painful skin lesions and can require hospitalisation. While still not classified as a sexually transmitted infection, it has so far largely affected gay men, spreading predominantly through prolonged intimate skin-to-skin contact. The government didn't initially show alarm when it first reached the shores of Australia in May. With only a few mystery cases of the virus popping up locally, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles told Nine in July that authorities did not want to overreact.
We're concerned, but we're also in a situation where we are wanting to not overreact and make sure that we manage this in an appropriate way.
Numbers remain small, but leapt suddenly in August, with the largest spread of monkeypox being in the Victorian city of Melbourne. Officials are still at a loss as to explain why that is. Health authorities in Australia then declared the outbreak of national significance. As a senior advisor to then-Health Minister Neil Blewett, Professor Botell is considered to be one of the architects of Australia's world-renowned response to the HIV and AIDS pandemic in the 1980s. He explains that a similar approach is now being taken with monkeypox.
The approach that we're adopting in Australia, which was the approach that we very successfully adopted in the days of AIDS and HIV, is the affected community, or the community most at risk of acquiring monkeypox at the moment, works extremely closely with governments, with the organisations like ACON and Thorn Harbour Health, who look after the health of the LGBT community particularly.
Thorn Harbour Health was formed in 1983, initially as the Victorian AIDS Action Committee, a central part of that state's community response to HIV and AIDS. Caleb Hawke is a representative from the not-for-profit organisation.
For the monkeypox virus, originally we were talking about people that had recently returned from overseas travel, but unfortunately we've kind of moved into a point where we're seeing local transmission. And I think people just need to be really mindful and looking out for those kind of pustules or lesions or a rash that could suggest that they've acquired monkeypox. It can kind of show up anywhere on the body. So it could be inside the mouth. It could be in sort of the general or anal region. And folks just need to be monitoring for that. And if they have a rash that's kind of come up and they suspect that it might be monkeypox, we're encouraging them to get in touch with either their general practice or their sexual health clinic to let them know that they have, you know, this rash that they want to get checked out and to, you know, get them tested.
Another concern is supply of the preferred monkeypox vaccine, Jynneos. Unlike some countries, Australia did not have stock available and have had to import the vaccine. So far, the Federal Health Minister, Mark Butler, has managed to secure 100,000 doses to arrive in the country this year. The first shipment touched down last month, with more than 5,000 doses administered in the first 2 weeks.
The new Minister for Health, Mr. Butler, was sworn in about the beginning of June, and to his very great credit, he got on the phone to the head of the Danish company that produces the vaccines and put in an order and said, could we please, within reason, have as many vaccines as you could spare? So unlike the previous government that never got on the phone to the people who were doing the COVID vaccine, Mark Butler did the right thing, got on the phone, got enough vaccines to make a difference in the last few weeks, and work very closely with the affected communities, with the state and territory health officials to make sure that those vaccines, when they arrived, were distributed. And there are hundreds of thousands more vaccines on order.
Although more is due this month, there will still be a shortfall before summer, and health authorities are scrambling to find a way to deal with this. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, or ATAGI, have now followed the US and Europe, allowing each dose to be split five ways, in a process known as fractional dosing.
The advice from all of the virologists and doctors is that fractional dosing works well, that you can abstract five doses from one vial without reducing the efficacy of the vaccine, which is good. So that means that five times as many people can be receiving the vaccine, which they've got to do, than would otherwise be the case.
With vaccines in short supply, splitting may be the best option before another 350,000 doses arrives next year. This weekend, Thorn Harbour are hosting a pop-up monkeypox clinic at the Victorian Pride Centre, offering a safe space for eligible LGBTIQ plus people to get their vaccine.
So we actually have a centre clinic that is based there every day, does general practice specific for LGBTIQ and HIV health at the Pride Centre. But this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, 10th and 11th of September, from 10 to 4, we'll be offering monkeypox vaccinations by walk-in. We've been working with the Department on Health of the delivery vaccination, and that's been going for some time. So Thorn Harbour Health was identified amongst the first kind of five clinics here in Victoria to offer the monkeypox vaccination. And that happened kind of initially in August last month. And these pop-up clinics are kind of an expansion of that now that the TAGI guidelines have changed.
With just over 120 monkeypox cases currently in Australia and summer's party season on the horizon, time will tell whether authorities have acted with enough haste. Tina Quinn, SBS News.